This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government taking steps to tackle unemployment among people living with disabilities. The DLP generally satisfied with the start of the new school term. Education reform on the way in Barbados, with all secondary schools now using e-books at the first form level. The National Council on Substance Abuse focusing on getting critical information out for Drug Awareness Month. And Haiti sees nearly 6,000 people killed in gang violence in 2024. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government is taking steps to tackle unemployment among people with disabilities. Speaking during the debate on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Bill in Parliament, Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey highlighted unemployment as a major issue within the community. He stated that the new legislation commits the government to increasing employment opportunities for persons with disabilities.
Clause 42 states that every ministry will be required to employ qualified persons with disabilities, sir. So the government is committing to hiring persons with disabilities. The Ministry of People Empowerment has already begun that process. We've hired, I think, about 7 persons in the last few years, and we will hire more. What we've seen and what the Honorable Member for St. James North spoke of in this place on the last bill was that persons with disabilities often come to work and do better, have a better work ethic in many cases than people who do not have a disability. So while you may not hire because you feel you're getting less in the deal, you should hire because you're getting more oftentimes than you bargained for.
Mr. Humphrey also noted that while the bill does not mandate private sector hiring of persons with disabilities, he's confident that businesses are willing to play their part. He added that he remains open to amending the legislation to strengthen its impact if necessary.
I feel, based on the evidence of what I've seen, that people perhaps would not hire unless they're forced to hire. But I also know now the danger, sir, of making legislation in relation to who heads organizations now. But I know the person who heads private sector organizations are very much inclined to help people with disabilities. I know, sir, that in our meetings, sir, their concern was that we have to be able to do certain things to put them in a position to hire. But we believe, sir, that we will have voluntary compliance based on relationship and based on conversation. But I am not opposed, when we review this bill in another 3 years, sir, to put in place the things that we have to put in place to be that force that compels people to act otherwise, as per Newton's first law.
Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey. The Democratic Labour Party's spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, says she's generally satisfied with the start of the new school term. Teachers and students returned to the classroom yesterday following a break for the Christmas holidays. Ms. Dujon says while she was only able to tour some urban schools, the students seemed settled. She also hopes that those disadvantaged by disrupted face-to-face classes at the Grantley Adams Memorial School last term will receive the help they need to get them back on track.
I did go around the city and we saw some secondary and primary schools. Thus far, we've seen most of the schools have settled down, but we'll be waiting until Friday to see the outcome of that. Again, we are hoping that all students, that they settle in very well, particularly the school, Grantley Adams School. We are hoping that all students are able to settle into their classrooms and teachers are comfortable, and also that we are hoping that the ministry gives the students that were online the type of intervention that is needed. We need to do some kind of assessment to students to see that they are on par with their peers at other secondary schools.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. Education transformation in Barbados will continue this term with the utilization of e-books by all first-year students at secondary level. This revelation was made by Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Julia Beckles at the reopening of the Grantley Adams Memorial School yesterday. Speaking on the current stage of the education reform program, Ms. Beckles said it is well on the way from various angles.
Education transformation has indeed started, and we are happy as it relates to, for example, our digital learning resources. We are looking to have all schools, especially at the first year, the students to be utilizing the e-books. That is one of the new things that you're going to see. That is very, very well entrained, and we are excited about that bit of the transformation. There are going to be some changes as it relates to our curriculum. We are consulting before we can get that ready. But there are going to be changes there because, as we all know, not only Grantley Adams, but all of our children have the penchant for working with their hands. That is at every level. And students can work with, they can be academic, and they can also work with their hands.
She also said it was important that people understood reform was more than the curriculum, but also how the ministry responds to emergencies and various issues moving forward.
Transformation is in progress even as it relates to how we respond when there are emergencies, when things go wrong. You would have seen a level of response here at Grantley Adams and indeed at St. Luke's Brighton, and you would have mentioned the St. Paul's School. You would have seen that we responded. We can't necessarily eliminate all challenges, but you will notice that the Ministry of Education has a renewed interest and vigor as it relates to health and safety. We are proactive in that regard, and that is one of our new thrusts as it relates to transformation.
Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Julia Beckles. The National Council on Substance Abuse plans to strengthen their relationship with stakeholders to get information out on drug awareness as they launch drug awareness this month. Deputy Manager Troy Wickham stressed that renewed relationships with key stakeholders would be vital in achieving this goal.
Research is very important to us, and all of our programs are guided by our research, both local, regional, and international research. Therefore, collaboration is very important in the fight against substance use and abuse for us. And this year, as part of our team, NCSA Strength and Prevention, we're focusing heavily on collaboration with our partners. Our partners, one, in the demand reduction sectors, which includes persons from the treatment facilities, inclusive of the Substance Abuse Foundation, Psychiatric Hospital, Center for Addiction Counseling, etc. That's to name a few.
He also highlighted plans to get their message out during We Gathering activities.
So we're looking to have a very productive drug awareness month. We'll be having a church service on Sunday the 12th. We'll be having a community drive-through on Saturday the 11th of January in the northern parishes. And it'll be all ties in with We Gathering. We'll be sharing information, giving tips throughout the parish of St. Lucy, St. Peter, and we'll be including the parish of St. James. And it's important for us to be in the community, spreading the message, sharing the word, giving persons information on drug-related issues and facts surrounding drugs.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. In Haiti, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has reiterated a call for countries not to repatriate Haitians to their homeland, as the UN Human Rights Office reported that at least 5,600 people were killed there last year. According to figures verified by the UN Human Rights Office, the killings were as a result of gang violence, and it was an increase of over 1,000 on the total killings for 2023. It said a further 2,212 people were injured and 1,494 kidnapped. In one of the most deadly and shocking incidents of 2024, at least 207 people were killed in early December in a massacre orchestrated by the leader of a powerful gang in the area of the country's capital of Port-au-Prince. And finally, in China, rescue workers are searching for survivors after a major earthquake killed dozens of people and damaged more than 1,000 buildings in the remote region of Tibet. At least 126 people were killed and another 188 injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit the foothills of the Himalayas yesterday. Tremors were felt across the Himalayas in neighboring Nepal, Bhutan, and parts of northern India. Recapping the headlines. Government taking steps to tackle unemployment among people living with disabilities. The DLP generally satisfied with the start of the new school term. Education reform on the way in Barbados, with all secondary schools now using e-books at first form level. The National Council on Substance Abuse focusing on getting critical information out for Drug Awareness Month. And Haiti sees nearly 6,000 people killed in gang violence in 2024. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.